We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, if you'd please stand and welcome home our hometown hero, our own David Bellavia, for a few remarks.
Thank you. Thank you. If you're able to stand and you serve this great country of ours as a veteran of the armed forces, would you please stand and share this moment with me? Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause today. Especially if you served during the Vietnam War and your generation treated you with shame and disrespect, would you stand and once more hear something that you deserve to hear when you came home from Vietnam, which is thank you for your service and welcome home. I want to thank the city of Batavia, the Batavia City Council, and to all the other members of the media in Western New York. This is not only the geographic center of Western New York, this is the birthplace of Western New York, and it happens to have the best pizza and wings in all of Western New York. So take your Duffs and Anchor Bar Civil War and come out to Batavia and settle the answer right there for all of Western New York. I want to thank Batavia City Council President Eugene Jankowski Jr., New York State Senator Michael Rasenhofer, New York State Assemblyman Steve Hawley, and Genesee County Legislative Chairman Robert Bausch. Thank you so much for your kindness. Batavia is no greater place to raise a family, start a business than right here in Batavia, New York. You know, the outreach tour that I've been conducting. By the way, I want to also thank my friends and, of course, my beautiful family right over there. Why don't you guys all stand up? There they are. You know, the outreach tour that I've been conducting for the Army since receiving the Medal of Honor a month ago has afforded me the opportunity to see America. And I can assure you that that is not the America that appears on your high-def screens courtesy of cable TV news. When it comes to defending the principles set down in our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, our founders can rest easy knowing that their ideals are well defended by a professional class of warriors that are representative of any pie graph that purports to illustrate our societal divides. The people who inhabit the cities of America, well, they aren't all that different than rural Western New York or Batavia. The suburbs and the city, except for the daily pulse and pace that comes along with great urban density, these places are where we look to arm our armed forces. That's where we staff the men and women who serve. And regardless of geographic, racial, gender, or religious differences, these are what we have successfully molded into the finest fighting force this country has ever seen. Wherever I go, people ask me, what can I do to help the troops? And I tell them, look, I don't need your care packages with your coffee, your beef jerky, or your chapstick, although we do love beef jerky. If you truly care about our nation's future, if you truly love and honor those noble enough to fight on your behalf, teach your children the imperative of national service. That is because our professional armed forces in a democratic republic should never be confused with mercenaries. Today, circumstances have allowed us to defend and protect our great nation without resorting to compulsory service. But that doesn't make us any less of a citizen armed forces. When families consider higher education alternatives for their children and the mountain of debt they are about to incur, why don't you throw in a master's degree in human dynamics and global studies conferred at the University of Fort Benning, Georgia? There, your sons and daughters will be taught how to be an individual in the most meaningful community this country has to offer. They'll learn the value and the cost of liberty. And this institution teaches the importance of treating all people with dignity and respect. And you will find no safe spaces here. I'm a proud alumnus, and that's where I learned my purpose in this world. I followed and learned from great men and women until learned enough to eventually lead finer men and women. And it gave my life direction and meaning. I became able to direct others to achieve common goals without ever falling prey to a sense of victimization and having my decisions in the field mitigated by what was trending. And I would be remiss if I avoided the central purpose of an Army education. When you graduate this course of study, you will leave your adolescence behind. Sadly, that is not the case at many institutions of higher learning, where perpetual adolescence is nurtured and cherished. There is no never-never land in the United States Army. I would argue that this reality makes us better parents, better employees, and better citizens. And that's because our purpose is to defend this country with lethal force if need be. We have been fighting bullies since 1775 and quite effectively. Over time, the United States has become synonymous with freedom and liberty, and not just throughout this country, but throughout the entire globe. We have never been enthusiastic about our role in this world, but it is a responsibility, it is a burden that we dare not shirk in a very dangerous world filled with truly dark forces. When we've eliminated one, there always seems to be another to fill that vacuum. And we realize the best way to avoid conflict is to be prepared to bring overwhelming strength to bear should anyone be reckless and foolish enough to threaten our citizens and our allies. In the words of our first commander-in-chief, to be prepared for war is one of the most effectual means for preserving peace. Look around you and see that America is still the shining city on the hill. We serve regardless of who the president is, regardless of what party controls Congress, and we put our politics aside as homage to the transcendent idea of what America is. When we are committed to combat, we demonstrate what we are willing to risk, and that is everything for our way of life and this beautiful country. So long as recruiting stations remain open, so long as young people from Batavia, New York, see this nation as the best hope for world peace and understanding, America's future is very quite secure. I ask you to be a part of the greatest force of good that God has ever created. Join the United States military and use your gifts for our common defense. We don't do it for awards. We don't do it for keys to the city. And by the way, if any veteran gets locked out of Batavia, we now have a key, by the way. We'll get you in. But we do it for the common good. We do it for the common decency. We do it for the sake of our liberty, and we do it for the liberty of generations to come. You will thank yourself, your hometown will thank you, and you will also thank your recruiter. Thank you very much for your love, thank you for your kindness, and thank you for treating every veteran in Western New York, every veteran in Batavia that you see in Main Street or in Walmart, like they've been to combat, and like they are also recipients of the Medal of Honor. Batavia loves their veterans, Batavia loves this country, and I very much appreciate your kindness and support. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.